call it love. Even while he lay stern-browed and static on the bed rejecting death, those of us still standing in the hushed room saw his arms become more shapely and the dark hairs starting their undarkening as moonlight flooded the window and moved up his body until it touched the tip of his chin. Soon we knew she had come a long way to meet him, from a long night napless and cold. Daringly her hips moved on him, his toes took on her blue chill and curled. Then the shadows in the hollows of his face softened, and his breath slowed.